WHL 104.5, this is home, Brent Doherty. Don Davenport is back in the building.
Hey, Ron. Hey. I'm back in the building. Hey. I'm back in the building.
Where's my mic condom? Where's my mic condom? That's the first quote from Ron Slay today.
It's going to be a good Thursday.
Is that yours or is that Ramon's?
This is mine. I left it here. I'm in the building.
I'm surprised that Will Bowie hasn't come in here and shook you, Don Davenport, for that wide open window behind you.
Oh, he's so no blinds down.
And my light's not on.
He's so concerned about zone TV.
Let me turn my light on. Too busy fixing it right now.
You're lucky.
All the webcams were frozen, so nobody saw the lights weren't on.
There you go. All right, well, we're saved. We're going to have a fun show today. We'll get into what Ron Slay did in the betting market a little bit later.
Wouldn't they like to know? Wouldn't they like to know?
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Will Bowling had the story about the guy that threw the no-hitter last night in the top of the hour update. Would you be, like, really glad and pumped that you threw a no-hitter, or would you be upset that you missed out on the perfect game because the catcher dropped the ball? He had a third strike in the third inning that got away from the catcher, and the batter reached first. If not for that, he had a perfect game, meaning no hits, no walks, no base runners at all.
I would the perfect game.
Yeah, so he's only the 10th player in Orioles history to throw a no-hitter, so, I mean, he'll always have that. But I think in the back of his mind, I think that pitch is going to be like, dang it, man.
Isn't that weird? Yep, I'd be sick about it. Will's over here acting like a mechanic.
What are you doing? Will Bowie was under the console.
He was being a mechanic.
He was like under Ron Slay's lap. I don't know what's going on over there.
Let me slide under here real quick. What, Will, what are you trying to do, brother? Yeah.
He found out about how much you won last night.
Man, he know that bankroll.
Wait, the Preds lost, though.
Ah, yeah.
Hints, clues. Mm. We will talk about this coming up. Get us on Twitter, at 3HL1045. Preds could have clinched last night. As it turns out, the Stars lost. So, games to go, 4-point lead, and the Stars play on Friday. They play tomorrow. So, if Dallas loses tomorrow, then the Preds are in. And then they back their way into the playoffs.
In reverse. Beep, beep.
That's true. Beep. Coming up today, Jerry Caldwell, who is the Bristol Motor Speedway general manager. They've got NASCAR things happening over there at the Fairground Speedway for the first time in a long time. And Dale Earnhardt Jr. was in town not too long ago for the big announcement with the mayor signing off on that deal. So we'll talk with Jerry Caldwell about what's going on there. Jimbo Fisher went at Nick Saban in Alabama today. And the internet just exploded.
Of course it did.
But here's the thing. Like, coaches say this crap at booster meetings all the time.
Yes, all the time.
Yep. So why do people
it's
get wrapped up about it?
It's basically locker room talk. But you don't have to. You don't have to.
Do you want him to or not?
Oh, I 100% want him to.
Yes, me too.
Yes, I do. Especially when it's Jimbo.
Bring it.
And I can just hear him saying it. You know, he talks so fast, sometimes it's hard to, like, actually like, grasp what he's saying.
It really is.
Do you remember we had him on, was it last summer, over COVID?
Yeah, Jimbo Fisher could have come on the show and thrown, like
8,000
cuss words.
He really could have. Like, sometimes at halftime, a bunch, like, I will have to concentrate so hard to be able to, like, grasp what he's saying to know what my next question is going to be.
If I'm
going to follow
up. Fast.
And really, really fast. Like, so fast. Yeah. Like, you can't transcribe anything in a coach's meeting or sitting at a press conference with him. So I can just, like visually see him dropping this Nick Saban.
You're not supposed to record. They tell you not to record at these things with your phone and everything. So there
is audio. You're like Texas A&M super fan if you're at one of these.
Right, of course. Yeah. And look, I love it. I mean, I keep saying sports is entertainment. I loved Steve Spurrier back in the day for all of the crazy crap that he would say.
Oh, now Spurrier didn't care, though.
I know.
Spurrier's stuff wouldn't
record it. Yeah. Get your phone down.
He'd be like, hey.
He wanted it, huh?
You got that little, what's that thing you can record on? What's that? What is that? Your cell phone? Yeah, get that out.
Yeah.
Get that out. Record this.
Yeah, I really don't think Jimbo would care.
Put it all over
either.
That intranet.
I really don't think Jimbo would care either. But anyway, so I was talking with Joe Hunk about this because we heard the audio, but it didn't sound great, you know, in terms of radio. And he said he thinks it's because the phone was on the table upside down. Like,
right.
So where right. you couldn't tell that they were recording.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Let's see if you can hear that. This is okay. what Jimbo Fisher had to say about Alabama. He
went to the key evidence and retired to find the meeting in Alabama.
We're going to beat his ass when he's there.
We're going to beat their ass while he's still there, is what he said. Mm-hmm. Because the question was, like, you know, you're going to beat them when Nick retires.
It says, other than Nick Saban basically leaving and retiring, getting out of coaching, yeah. like, what do you have to do to beat Alabama?
We're going to beat his ass while he's still there. I love it. What's wrong with that? Why does the internet explode with that?
I mean,
because people are like, whoa, watch what you say. I'm like, do you really think that's going to have an impact on that game?
No.
What they missed is like 5 seconds yes. after that, he starts talking about, man, we're great friends. We're actually doing a charity event together
and
next
they
week.
Are, and they do. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, it can affect that game. Yes, it can.
It's not affecting
that game.
Are
you kidding me? Absolutely. If you're a player.
I'm fired up for it.
You not? Yes, you're like, hey, yes. Remember over the summer? Yep. Wait, I get it. You're fired up anyway, right? Yep. If you're a competitive, legit football player at Alabama, like, you're fired up for every
this
game.
This makes me go back in circles.
Because it's national championship every yep. single play of every
I get
single
it, but
game.
But we're talking about Alabama. Alabama's ready to pound everybody's ass. It doesn't matter who says what.
But this is just why in the world? This is my thing. Okay, there's a lion sitting there, right? He's already hungry as yeah. you know what. No, he's starving.
If
he's ready to go.
There's a lion sitting there. I'm not there.
I'm going.
Exactly. So let's say you're there. You know the lion's hungry. Yep. There's the prey is right there. He's about to go. Are you going to like take a stick and poke that lion? Yeah. Just like kind of get him more riled up. You already know he's hungry.
Right.
Don't poke the lion.
I get the analogy, but that lion would kill you. It's not going to kill you.
I guess technically it's don't poke the bear. But
Let me say. I'm around with you on this, Babs.
They might kill you as in let's drop 50 on him.
Yeah, I'm going back.
Which is what they
did
last
year. I'm going back
and
I'm going to circle it. I'm going to circle. Like, I know when we play A&M, but just because he said this, this is extra motivation, and you look for anything in a season to get you riled up. As far as veterans go, the young guys, the freshmen and stuff coming in, they ain't got a clue what's going on. But them juniors and seniors, they're going to be saying something play. When they run down the sideline. Jimbo, you going to beat who? Why just pass them on the sideline?
Yep.
That's what I would do.
Now, what about the other side?
Let's see what the people think. 615-737-1045 at 3HL1045. So let me flip it around on you.
Okay, come on.
What if you play for Texas A&M and you heard your coach?
Let's go, coach.
Hey, coach, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to beat them when they get there. Yeah. Hey, it's on.
Heck, you probably would have said it already. Hey, like,
no question. Yeah. Now, with my coach coming back and saying it, I'm going to feel just like Babs did.
Yep.
I'm feeling just like, yeah, we said it. Listen, man, I'm the dude that's in the hallway next to North Carolina talking trash to him before we even run out there on the court. To Julius Peppers, who's going to be a high draft pick that year. You think I care? Yeah, talk that talk, Jerry Green. Talk that talk, Jimbo. It is what it is. We strapping up. Let's go.
I love it. I wish there was more.
I liked it, too.
Of it.
Why do you cover it up, though? That's what I want to know. As a coach, why do you cover it up at the end and say?
Because of the lion.
Scared of the lion.
Because
you think that Jimbo in his head goes, what did I just say?
Yeah,
we're great friends. Like, we do charity work together.
And, and they really are. They really are. And Nick Saban is phenomenal at that and is great friends with a number of coaches that he competes against. But also because you also don't want it to, well, especially nowadays where, what did we just hear? We heard that tiny portion of that soundbite. We didn't hear the after part where he's like, nah, I really respect Nick, blah, blah, blah.
Because I knew that you could say, you really couldn't hear it. That's why I cut it down. But
I'm glad you did. But that's a perfect example of why you go back and go almost over the top. To make sure that some other coach or player doesn't think that you are actually disrespectful.
I'd be willing to say that's already up in the locker room.
But, you know, again, Can I cap it
real quick? Let me cap it. I'm going to say, we know who Nick Saban is. We know who Jimbo Fisher is. Believe me, with cameras off, they talk to each other like this. Nick Saban talking trash.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm say it regardless. We just get to hear it now.
Oh, I would love like that super, so much.
Hey, man. You know it's like that super quiet, like passive aggressive.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yeah, when they're on the plane going to the charity event, you better believe them. So, well, you know we, you know we got a quarterback.
I heard what
this
you
year.
Said the other day. Yeah, we're gonna smoke you.
And you know this quarterback. You thought Mac Jones was something. Wait, you see this dude? Which this dude is impressive.
Hey, Jimbo, what happened to your defense last year?
Yeah, huh? It's the only game they lost.
Come on, man, let's save it.
52-24, I think.
Yep. Yeah, with the best quarterback they've had since Manziel.
Players are a reflection of their coach.
6-1 and vice versa. Sometimes.
It was early in the season, by the way.
615-737-1045. Let's see what the people say. Producer Joe Hunt getting people. In here. Chris, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I wanted to chime in about the Jimbo comments to Nick Saban. If I was one of Jimbo's players, I'd be hype as hell because anytime you trash Sissy, Saban is good in my book. Because Saban's not just a lion, he's a donkey and a cheetah, making him a lion ass cheetah. Mic drop!
I like it, Chris.
Outstanding.
I like
it. Because here's the thing. Look, Alabama's going to smoke everybody, and you either smoke or you get smoked. So here's
cue JC Bama in about five
seconds.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Like, if you're Jimbo, you got nothing to lose. But maybe you galvanize your team behind you because I'm not scared of anybody, including that guy. Yep. So maybe that helps you out the rest of the season because, as you guys said, they got to replace a quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
And Kellen Mond last year, going into last year, was the most veteran guy out of all the SEC quarterbacks.
Yeah. I will say, though, this young man, believe me, I'm Tennessee through and through. I pay to go watch this kid play, this quarterback for Alabama. Just saying.
Blake, yep.
That young man is
impressive. 615-737-1045.
I just think all your Vol for Life's are going to come at you with that one.
Oh, yeah, come on. Well, but one thing about it, like, I'm going to speak the truth. Now, if you don't like it, then guess what? Come on at me.
Well, I mean.
I'm paid to watch this young man play.
I get it.
Who am I cheering for?
Who do you want Tennessee UT, Bama to win?
UT all day long. If I can get out there on the field and play, I would.
Well, I'd love to see that.
Dude, I almost got a penalty. Tennessee versus Florida my sophomore year
right,
in the end zone.
Save that story. Coming up when we come back. Also,
who I root for.
What do you think? You want your coach going at Nick Saban publicly like that? 615-737-1045. Three town 1045 the zone. I mean, Steve Spurrier back in the day, you can't spell UT. You can't spell Citrus without UT.
Yeah.
I mean, FSU, Free Shoes University. All of that stuff was great.
I feel like Muschamp kind of like jumped into that a little bit too. Like Muschamp would say,
Muschamp did.
I mean, he just didn't win enough.
Lane Kiffin, when he was at Tennessee, Lane, first thing he did, he came over here at Wild Horse Saloon at a UT function and went right at Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Right at him.
Lane, no, he didn't hold no punches.
I have a feeling if Ron Slay, the head football coach, would be a guy that would, but you would have fun with it and everybody would, like, that's what Spurrier was for
you
me.
Know
like,
what
he was just having fun.
Yeah. And then the people expected to me. Like, yeah. I want to hear, I'm signing up to hear Lane talk trash.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of them.
Yeah, for
I
what?
Know they, I know they won every game they've ever played at Alabama, but don't be afraid of them.
Every game they
won. I know it's not exciting, but what I always tell you, Eli Drinkwitz at Missouri, that guy is a smack talker. Look at him on Twitter. You look at him and you're like, oh, he's like nerdy guy in glasses.
That's it. That's funniest part about it.
He's not. He's like witty and will bring it. I told you that post interview I did with him against Kentucky, and it never aired anywhere because it was recorded. I'm like, we should air that everywhere. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to go celebrate with some Kentucky bourbon after they beat Kentucky this year. And then he's like, no, maybe I'll get some tequila. What isn't there? Isn't there a Stoops tequila out there or something? Yeah.
Drink is, remember
has
when they
swagger.
Used to, remember when they used to have libraries? Do we still have libraries out there?
I think there so.
Maybe. They might be hanging on by
three. I
still
get my email updates on my library.
Your card?
Yeah, my card. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's I still dope. Get it. So, yeah, that's they're dope. Still there.
You still have a library card?
Apparently, I do.
I love that.
Does that mean that they're keeping track of you because you've got some late fee?
That probably is exactly why. Yeah. I'm going to go back in. They're going to be like, that'll be $489.
Yeah, green eggs and ham costs for you now.
That was the thing about the library, man. You were late. You ended up paying like 10 times the cost of the book.
That and Blockbuster, dude. They were the worst.
Oh, Blockbuster.
Yeah, you might
I
as
used
well
to
just
work
keep
at Blockbuster.
Yeah, you might as well keep. Yeah. You used to work at Blockbuster?
Oh, yeah.
You're probably the guy that kept charging. I got charges in Italy from Blockbuster.
You don't have to pay them.
I sure don't.
There's still one left.
I have
Oregon.
Yeah.
I have a ticket from Italy.
Do you?
That I still have Italy? Not paid. Yes.
You're driving on the wrong side.
Hey, I'm telling you this, boy. You talking about some petty people? They can't wait for you to come in their country. They got some for
you. My ticket?
Yeah, they got something for you.
Are you serious? I can't ever go back to Italy again?
No, they want you to come on back. They're going to make you pay it. I'm telling you, them people, hey, man.
Are they going to throw me in jail?
They keep up with everything. Nah. I doubt they'll throw you in jail.
You had to think for a second.
Yeah,
I'm terrified now.
They're threatening you.
Okay, but I know we're off subject here, but you know, so in Italy, they have all these random areas where you're not allowed to drive.
Yeah.
But, like, there's roads there, and there's cars driving on those roads because some people are allowed to drive in those areas. And all it is like, this tiny little, sign. Like, smaller than a speed limit sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Tiny little sign that gives you the, like, heads up that you're about to cross over into a part of the road where you're not allowed to drive.
The Carbonate is waiting.
It's BS. I mean, it is. Yep. So I didn't even know till, like, months after I got home and, you know, in the mail is this whatever, half bill? Italian, half English bill and ticket.
You.
Yeah.
So there'll be some
and it's
alarm
a picture
go
of your car, too. It's like a picture.
When she arrives in the country and they'll come get her.
Yeah. They'll let her get on in.
Get on in and get comfortable. Let me get some wine.
Yeah, get on in and get comfortable.
But I mean, if she goes to jail in Italy, I mean, my view of an Italian prison is just that. Like, you've got this nice bedding, you've got a glass of red wine,
white sheet over the table.
White sheet over the table. Yeah.
Make sure you're in the north. You go down in the south, anywhere Rome and below.
Southern Italy is tough.
They got something for you. That's something funny.
I'm like, and I love Italy. Oh, I got like, I got place. Engaged there. It's beautiful. Oh, like the best trip ever. And now I feel like I can't go back.
Yeah,
like, I feel like I need to call them and be like, hey, well,
you should. I'm telling
I think
you.
That I have an outstanding ticket with you.
See, and that's where I was going. Like, so back in the day when we had libraries, Eli Drinkwitz was that guy, like, waiting to collect that money.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, he would sit there with his glasses on, just waiting for you to come in. That'll be $2.12 on Davenport.
Like, yeah.
V Love on Twitter at He Hate V says the National Public Library no longer does late fees.
Really?
You just go take the book. So I know.
What?
Am I tripping?
So why do they not do late fees anymore?
That's
do
what
they
brought down Blockbuster. Yeah. Is no late fees.
Late
really?
Fees. No late fees. Yeah, watch the documentary on Netflix.
That's the only thing that brought
that's
down
it. That's all it was.
Yeah.
But no, there's the documentary on Netflix, The Last Blockbuster.
Yeah.
That was what they tried to do to get attention for people to come back. People would just rent a game or rent a movie and never take it back.
That would be me. That's what I'm thinking about with the books. So if I'm, hey, man, so I can go visit the Nashville Public Library, go get me a book, really enjoy it, and
what
be like, you know what,
are
I just
you
keep
get?
It.
Like, what would you like to read?
Right now,
murder mystery, adventure, action, adventure.
Like a little action adventure, maybe a thriller.
What about like Moby Dick? You go back to the classics?
Nah, school's scoring me with all that stuff. I don't want no more parts of that. I'm cool on that.
Tale of Two Cities. You don't want to go back to anything like that.
What was that? What was the book everybody had to read about the little kid? Doggone it! I'm gonna think of that. I'm gonna think of that. Oh, I got real country right there. I was country. I'm gonna think of that. That was wild, right?
Canterbury
there.
Tales.
Yeah, that one. There was one more too. It was two of them, man. You
Charles
had
Dickens.
It was definitely him.
Charlotte's Web.
Charlotte's that was when I was a baby, damn near.
Shut up. That was ninth grade for me.
Hey, Joe's from Alabama.
I was gonna say I knew that was coming.
I
knew that was.
I'm
coming.
Hot. I didn't think of that. Good job, Brent.
Yeah.
Well, Drink's that guy, but Drink will talk trash. I want to open up.
And look at his Twitter feed. Like, he'll
I just want to open up the SEC and let's just have a forum with the coaches and go, hey, man, I want all y'all to talk trash. Greg Sankey could do this. I want all y'all to talk trash with each other. But we all love each other.
Yeah.
But, like, brothers can pick on brothers. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's supposed to, man.
I think so.
It's like all the shows on the zone.
Some of them are all in.
It's like all the shows on the zone. We all love each other, but we're going to give each other crap.
We're coming at you. We're coming at them.
Like, Buck sent a text message to the entire, producers and on-air personnel at the zone today. He said, I'm going to go buy some drinks. For the fridge in the studio.
He's like finally coming around to his rookie duties.
Right.
Finally.
What would you guys like for me to get? And I mean, within 5 seconds, I wrote Tito's.
Yeah. I put my hands up in there like, yes.
I was trying to beat you.
Yeah.
The only legit answer that came across the text strand, because you said like Magnum and
yeah,
Moet said some Moet, fancy stuff Moet said that 1940, I never heard of.
1942.
Yeah. Don said Diet Dr. Pepper, which out of all the drinks you could request, you come up with Diet Dr. Pepper.
Hey,
yeah.
That's the goat of all drinks.
Yeah, we wanted to go to the bar.
Yeah.
My gosh. But anyway, so are you good with Jimbo going at as you said, not even poking the bear.
The lion.
He's poking the lion because the bear's no longer with us. So, you know,
right. Guess what?
We can call him the lion.
He's the lion. There we go. Yeah. You can't say poke the bear when it's Nick Saban.
Don't you think a guy like Clemson's coach?
Dabo
would love this. Like, so the SEC, to go back to that, the SEC has these coaches and the teams, they have the ability to do this. Like, Kirby can talk trash. Jimbo can talk trash. Like, everybody that has a team and can do it.
Yeah,
Dabo,
bring it.
Dabo, yeah, that's why the SEC is great. Dabo has nobody to talk trash to. Who is he going to bounce it off of? Yeah.
That's true.
He would love to be in the SEC and talk trash like this.
I think he would.
Imagine what that school would be if he could.
He's kind of passive-aggressive, too.
He's super passive-aggressive.
He does get his shots in. If
yeah.
He
yeah. You got to listen to him, but he'll get him in. Yeah.
Cuzzo Mike says, Huckleberry Finn.
Huck Finn, no, it wasn't it. The guy had a yellow raincoat and a little yellow hat.
The Morton Salt Girl.
Dang.
A yellow raincoat.
What about Curious George?
Curious George?
No, it's not Curious George. Curious I got to find what book is it. I'm okay. I know.
Justin on Facebook asked, To Kill a Mockingbird. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, but I had to read that too. I'm done with that book.
A yellow hat and a yellow coat.
A yellow raincoat.
That's it, man. That's the movie
that's,
it.
That's Curious George. Like, that's
said I had to read that one. I'm done with it too. All right, let's go to D, who's in the borough. D, what's going on in Murfreesboro? Yo,
guys,
D. Hey, go ahead, man.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, yes, we got you.
Oh, what's going on, man? I just heard y'all talking about the books, man. I thought that was hilarious, but I just wanted to throw out a book title. I'm pretty sure at least two of you have heard of Mice and Men. That was one of those books that was kind of, you know, like, wow, you know, as a kid, you got to read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. That's the line that I remember.
Look at Brent.
Does that make me a scholar?
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
I'm like, D, which two of us did you think have heard of that? I like how you said, I think two of y'all at least.
I love
that book.
I love Death of a Salesman, too.
See, at least one of you. See, I knew somebody had heard of that book. That's just one of those books. I was like, why are we reading this? You know, it's just like, I mean, it's got some good material or lessons inside of it, but majority of that book, I pass on it, you know, if I knew what was going to be, knew what it was going to be beforehand. That's just me.
All right, Dave, thanks, man.
It's like it, Old Yeller, yeah. Right?
See?
Pass on that one.
Like, how do you ever think about this? Like, think about in high school and you read, like, these certain amount of books, like these certain books every single one of us read, like these classics. Why don't we have classics now? Are people just not like the really, really smart people just aren't writing books like that anymore? They're doing other things?
I think council culture is in effect.
Any
book that's coming on, they're going to find something wrong with it. Did y'all know? Never mind.
Paddington Bear?
What? That, hey!
Great expectations.
Didn't the kid have the yellow raincoat and the hat?
Paddington Bear.
My boy. That's my boy.
J.P. Simpson on Twitter.
That's my boy. That is my boy. I knew it. He had the little yellow raincoat and the little yellow hat
Paddington
running around with the bear.
Bear is the one that you came up with.
Yeah, but
with
that's Nolan Boyd.
You made fun
right
of me
now.
For Charlotte's Web?
I've said when I was little. Y'all, listen. I'm telling y'all.
Okay.
Telling y'all the truth now. Did y'all know the Disney ride? Snow White is trying to be canceled.
What? Why?
Because the prince kissed Snow White when she was asleep.
Without approval.
Without approval.
Without
consent.
Permission. Consent. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So they're trying to cancel the Snow White ride.
Okay.
At Disneyland. That's a problem. Lil Ron's going to be distraught.
Listen, some of those Disney rides, like, they were high up on something when they made some of those things. Like, It's a Wonderful.
No, It's a Small World. Small I know world. What you're talking about. I know.
It's a Small World.
That's where I get my break at.
That's a trippy thing. Hey, no, right
there. It's wild stuff going on in the Small World. But, dude, they said that the prince didn't get permission from Snow White to kiss him.
Dawn, you're a female. What do you think? You're the only one of that persuasion in this.
Hey, world. Listen,
I
man.
Just, like, why is it an issue now? It wasn't an issue.
But all of the dwarfs were saying, you got to kiss her to wake her up. The dwarfs were like, hey, you got to do it.
I mean, it's a fairy tale. It's a...
I said that to say...
Nobody's trying to get pulled up on charges.
What if the prince brought her back to life and he had to go do life? Wouldn't that be something? That's the new...
In an Italian jail?
There you go. See, you want him in Italian jail.
JP says Paddington Bear. He was right. I'm just going back through these.
See, Justin said it on council. Council culture got people scared. That's exactly right.
Mayor of Jolton says, I just realized that Ron Slade 35 is the most authentic Tennessean on the zone.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me.
It's because of that accent.
And I went somewhere. I tried to keep that under control, man.
That accent breaking through.
Puka sent a message to the Nashville Public Library and said, you may want to check in with the zone. That no late fees doesn't mean you could just take the book.
Hey. Robert Dawes.
So we're talking about kind of coaches going at coaches and
a public library.
Well, we're all over the place here, but
Snow White pulling the charges on that dude.
So when I was at Auburn, I had this conversation with Shelley Poe, who's the SID there, and Alan Green, the athletic director, at practice on Friday. We're just standing around chatting, and we pulled the video of Alan Green was out at football practice. He kicked a field goal, a pretty legit field goal. Made it. Yeah, like, that dude's awesome.
Okay.
Anyway.
Was it 30 yards?
Probably.
Okay, I can make a 30-yarder.
Can you, Brent?
Yeah, I want to outkick this guy.
You want to outkick Alan Green?
Yeah, see, all this.
So
I want to outkick Ron Slay. You think I could?
I ain't going past 12 yards, but go ahead, Don.
Now you do realize that this summer we're going to have to do a show.
We're heading to Nissan.
Out at Nissan Stadium where all of this happens, right? Yes.
Ron's kicking from the 2-yard line.
But
old extra point.
Yeah. But this is a perfect, your reaction is a perfect example of what we came up with. So this is my pitch, and I want ESPN or somebody to pick it up and make it happen. But basically, so before that, he was out at softball practice like 3 days prior, and he was taking BP with the softball team. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I've seen him out at volleyball, like pepper in with some of the volleyball girls, you know. So he like kind of just jumps into practice here and there. We need like an athletic director, like field skills kind of competition, right?
I would love
every single SEC sport, SEC AD has to get in it and compete against each other and see. You got a field goal kicking competition. You got
AD
a
cup.
Pass catch it. Yes.
AD cup.
I mean, don't you? You know how competitive everybody in that conference is. Don't you think this needs to happen? And Alan Green was all about it. He's like, let's do it. Make it happen.
Alan Green would win.
Yeah, he probably would.
I'm going to put another field in there. I'm going to go in and say, you know what I mean? We need a trash talking category, too. I think Danny White would do his thing.
I think Danny White would be the best trash talking.
I think Danny White would do his thing.
I think Danny White puts tweets out that he doesn't hit send.
Yeah.
Because
I think Danny White is trash talking his own fan base nonstop.
That's what makes me think that he would be the best at it.
Yeah. Oh, he would be the trash talking.
The ones he lets fly, think about all the ones he doesn't let fly.
Oh, I can't imagine, because look at the ones he sends.
He's got 10 of them sitting in
draft. So you're saying you would love to have his cell phone just to go through his drafts?
Amen.
Oh, if you went through my drafts.
I just deleted my drafts.
I always hear Brent. Don't draft. Press send. We'll do it.
Dawn, every once in a while, she'll send me a message and goes, I really want to go at this dude. What does this look like? I mean, Buck yesterday was sitting here. And he was like, should I follow or shame this guy? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, this guy came at me. He's got one follower. I'm like, Buck, let it go. And he goes, no. I'm like, why would you do
that?
I said, why would you give this guy oxygen? He goes, because it would make me feel better.
That's exactly how I am. Exactly how I am.
You and Buck married would be something else.
Oh my gosh, that would be. Everybody would be dead. Everybody would be dead.
They'd just be sitting in the living room, just nuking people on their phones.
Have a list. They just writing names off. Oh, man. Got that one.
So you guys are all in on this pitch. But, I like that 80s. I mean, it could be a summer thing, and then eventually it could grow and grow into, like, the entire college football landscape. And then maybe it could grow into coaches versus coaches, because you see all these coaches playing golf tournaments together, right?
Yep.
You got the big one in Birmingham right now, and I saw they were back-to-back groups, but Greg Byrne at Alabama and Alan Green at Auburn, they were, you know.
Plus, a lot of fans don't know who the ADs are.
That's very true.
That would be a good way to get all that out there.
I mean, except for the ones that do a good job of getting out there.
Or their own school.
Right, exactly.
Who knows who Alan Green is?
This would be something good for our spring meetings.
Okay.
Because they're all together at the spring meetings.
See, we can do it at spring meetings. Yeah. Like, it's pitched. And Alan Green gave me the idea.
By seeing him do it, that's a long 30 yards is a very long kick.
Oh, and it was only his second try.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't know he was being taped. Like, people were videoing him without him knowing, and it was his second try. And then his celebration lacked a little bit there. It was like cartwheels that were not good.
Yeah,
see,
that's me.
That's hilarious. Hey, let's get Daryl in here real quick. He's got something to say about Cliff Notes, which the kids don't know about this. Daryl, what's up?
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about the books.
Yeah.
And every English test I ever took all through high school, I aced them all. And I got one thing to say, Cliff Notes. Never read a single book.
My teachers were always trying to trick you on that stuff.
So were mine. They would ask specific questions that the Cliff Notes, of something like really specific that the Cliff Notes left out to try and see if you actually read the book or not.
I think it was actually Cliff's notes. Like, there was a guy named Cliff, and he had notes.
Came over with the notes.
So, for those that don't know, they would summarize the book.
Yeah. They were black and yellow.
Black and yellow. And you could read through them in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, sitting down there and, you know, reading about Miss Darcy or whoever. But
guess what? I didn't go down that route.
Yeah.
You read the books?
No, I didn't read the books. I professor told me after my freshman year, make sure you always go into the student center and the bookstore and buy used books. They'll never buy the new books.
Because they're already underlined.
Because
and
he said, in my class, I make sure everybody highlights what they're supposed to highlight.
That makes sense. See, I couldn't do Cliff Notes. You know who my high school English teacher was?
Oh.
Miss Shepherd. Jeff Shepherd's mom.
Really?
Yep. I played volleyball with his sister, too. He graduated from my high school. Did you ever play with him overseas?
No, I didn't. Okay. But
he's a lot older than almost, you, I think.
No, we crossed paths.
You crossed.
He came out, I think, 2 years, a year before me.
Because he plays overseas for a long time.
Yeah. National championship in 99. I was coming in when he was coming out.
Jeff Shepherd, who played at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, all our BBN people know who Jeff Shepherd is.
No question.
You better. Like, I loved Jeff Shepherd.
Dude, he was so fun to watch. It's still crazy to me that the MVP of the NCAA tournament – can't make it in the NBA.
SEC player of the year, right there.
Hey, man, it's wild.
It's wild.
Chris Lofton.
Yeah. Three-time All-American.
You can go down the list, yeah. Unfortunately, Slay's on that list. Gator hater Bama Basher.
On that list.
At 285. Gator hater Bama Basher says, hell yeah, Everett Doherty. Jimbo got me ready to flip my Twitter name back to F_Bama. Slay didn't tell the story about almost getting a penalty at a Tennessee football game. We got that for you when we come back. Also, why is he happy about his gambling from last night when the Preds lost? That story next, too. Stay with us. 3HL 104.5 The Zone. Black and yellow. There you go. What we decided was Paddington Bear. That's your library book memory. Rod Slade.
Somebody in the chat said, man, that's Winnie the Pooh he's talking about.
I think I actually ran them all together. I think I'm ran them together because I think I put Christopher Robin with somebody said Robert Doss. Ron is thinking Winnie the Pooh, Christopher Robin wore that raincoat and hat on the vintage covers.
This could be like a superhero.
Is that? Yeah.
I think that.
But Paddington
that's
Bear
kinda,
also did.
But Paddington did too.
What about the little Morton Salt girl? Remember her?
Curious
yeah,
George.
People like to use salt. So did Curious George. You're right. You're right, man.
Don's got something over there with 40 grams of sodium. What was that?
Yeah, I don't know. That was a wild, wild roller coaster ride for Don.
Coke Zero.
Boo. Zero don't stand for sodium.
No, that's what I was saying because I said I never drink this stuff. And then I come in here and there's oatmeal cream pies. I've already eaten one of those today. And there's Coke Zero in the fridge. And
By the way, Nashville severe WX, lightning, rain, which will be briefly heavy, and winds of 40 miles per hour approaching. The line should be around Nashville at between 5 and 6 p.m. No tornadic activity, though, they're saying. So we'll keep an eye on it. You never know. Let's see. What else? Justin on the Zone TV feed. He's on the Zone Facebook page watching the show. Cancel culture got people scared. You ain't kidding on that one. I mean, think about it. Seriously, like what doing what we do, if you put out one tweet,
oh my gosh,
you could lose your entire career.
Yep.
If that tweet goes the wrong way. That's pressure, man.
That's a lot.
Ron is thinking of Winnie the Pooh. There we go. Yeah, Robert. I'm hearing Aaron Rodgers trade. What's going on with that? We're going to talk about that with Austin Stanley at 520. Why would any of y'all want Aaron Rodgers?
That's the question. Like, we just got finished praising Tannehill.
Okay, hold on.
Top five?
Hold on. Why would any of y'all want Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why would you want the reigning MVP? Who wants him?
I'd rather have Julio Jones. You give me, like, a player I can have, I'd rather have Julio Jones.
See, that's what I think, Babs. On this one, I think it's scheme. Like, schematically, he doesn't fit here. Unless we were going to blow everything up. And
it's Aaron Rodgers. It's the reigning MVP. He won't come anywhere.
I'm cool with
that.
Can
we put this out there? There's no way Aaron Rodgers wants to come here and hand the ball off 350.
That's all I was going to say. If he's in a package deal to get Derrick Henry out of here and get like two receivers with him, then that's different. You got a different case. But you got to blow up
everything. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams for Tannehill, Derrick Henry, and some draft picks?
Oh, heck no.
See what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm not trading
Derrick
Henry. I'm not trading Tannehill from what he's proven over the last couple
of years. It would cost you two first-round picks to get Aaron Rodgers and Tannehill. And he's 37.
I wouldn't do it. And I think he's whiny. Like, I don't want him. I would never.
Wayne had a good response to that yesterday. Did you hear him?
No, I didn't. What did he say?
He goes, he's whining all the time. What do you do with a whiny baby? You give him a bottle.
Why won't somebody give him the bottle?
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that was really on point. And he did the whine.
That's funny.
I like that. JP says, what y'all got against the Berenstain Bears?
Nothing.
Oh, didn't they just continue that book series?
We're all over the place. Let's go back to Aaron Rodgers. Y'all really want him? At the Rachel 104.5.
I don't, but I can. You can't sit here and say, why do you want him? I mean.
No, I love him. I think he's great, but not for the Titans.
That's the correct answer.
There you go. And that's what I stand with, too. Thanks.
See, now, there might be some people there.
Babs, this is why.
Hey, A.J. Brown might be like, yo.
Hey.
That's not that bad of an idea. Hold on.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Put Josh Reynolds in it.
Yeah, Josh Reynolds. Aaron Rodgers has maybe 3 years left. Let's ride Tanny Train out. The thing about where they are with Tannehill and Derrick Henry, like Derrick Henry's going to run up against the wall at some point, right? Like in the next 2-3 years.
And
Tannehill too, right?
Man, that's a lot.
So,
Rodgers out of here in what, two?
I don't know. I mean, Rodgers could go Tom Brady on you.
He could.
I don't know, man. Now that Tom Brady's playing, he's like 61 or whatever. And I mean, some of these dudes.
Do you blow up what you established as a Titan to go get that, though? Because there's no way you come back with this team. It's no way. I'm sorry. I just don't believe it. I don't believe that. You already lost your weapons on out. Like, we're doing a flip-flop. You're going to build up this defense and lose all the offense and put Aaron Rodgers back there. Then he'll be complaining and whining like he was in Green Bay. I ain't got no weapons. We traded them all for you. What do you want? Try to give you a bottle. You ain't even like this bottle?
Yeah.
We didn't test it on the arm.
First, my tight end.
Yeah, this is what I got.
Yeah.
Lucas! And this is, what's the backup quarterback name?
Lucas Panzer.
Yeah, Lucas.
Logan. It's Logan.
That's what I meant. Logan, bring me that clipboard.
Or Brady, who knows?
Yeah, it's like Brady. Bryce at Alabama instead of Blake, like I said earlier. Anyway, all right, so two things.
I couldn't do it.
We got a couple minutes. Two things. You almost got you almost got a penalty at a Tennessee football game?
Yep, Tennessee. Before the game. Talking trash in the end zone while it's raining.
You were
Tennessee
in the
versus
end zone.
Florida, yeah.
Why were you in the end zone?
When the players come out and warm up.
Oh, was before that the was game. Back in the day when they actually let people down there.
I'm down there, boy, and I mean, it's pouring rain. I just send everybody in the group. I might tweet it out to go with this story. But I'm in a wife beater with a towel on my head, and it's raining very hard. Stephanie Smith is with me, Coach Smith's daughter.
Coach Smith, the coach at Oak Hill Academy.
Yep. So
coming on the show tomorrow.
Yeah. So we out there rowdy, and Kewan Ratliff and Lito Shepherd run by me. Ooh. I'm in full-fledged let's get it mode. So I'm bouncing up and down in the rain with a white beat on. Yeah, we finna kick y'all. Explicit. And it's going down. And they turn around and say something to me.
You also had a white towel on your head.
Yeah, in the rain. Like it's, that was going to be something.
It's 6 foot eight. Yeah. Did they know who you were?
No, I had no clue. I knew who they were. But then the linebacking court of UT ran out. And Emo was like, yeah, talk your mess, Slay.
Eric Westmoreland.
So I was like, yeah, I got my boys backing me. What's up? And we lost that game. But, you know what I mean? But that's what it's about.
You
that's
didn't get a penalty. Talk. You didn't no, get
they,
thrown but out.
They, no, they made me. They said, Slay, you got to go up and sit in the stands. I guess I got a little too rowdy.
Was that like the UT staff that was like, hey?
Yeah. But no.
You got to go.
It was the, I forgot my
probably
my
Gerald
guy.
Harrison.
It could have been Gerald Harrison.
Now,
it was actually my guy, the police officer that's been there for millions of years.
Who's in Murfreesboro.
Is he? Yeah. Cool. Super cool, dude. I forgot his name, man. But
Trooper Tony.
Yeah, there you go.
Trooper Tony.
Yeah, so he was like, man, you got to go up there. They complained.
I was looking at me like, what are you talking about?
But everybody knows him. If you have been on the Tennessee sideline, this police officer, you know him. So, but
yeah. I know him because he was on a flight that I was on.
Oh, really?
Just started talking
one
about
of the coolest yeah. on earth. So they said, man, you got to go up there. You're upsetting some people.
Oh, man. All right. We got to get to your game win story a little bit later in the show. Coming up, Jerry Caldwell, Bristol Motor Speedway General Manager. What are the plans for the Speedway over the fairgrounds? The latest on that. Next, 3HL 104.5 The Zone.